It has been another very nice early spring day across eastern New York and western New England. The sunshine has been abundant, a few clouds have mixed in spots, and temperatures are running above seasonable levels, though it's not too warm for this time of year. And this is one thing that I'm sure I've brought up in the past, and people often say that it seems like we often jump from winter right into summer. Well, this year we've had some really nice spring weather. Of course, much of March was very pleasant, and last week wasn't so great, but things have turned around nicely this week with comfortable spring conditions across the region. We're going to keep the weather quiet through the end of the week. It's really not going to change dramatically, though we will start to see some slightly warmer temperatures over the next few days. There's still that big ocean storm that was south of Nova Scotia yesterday. That's finally being pushed off to the east now, and we're going to have high pressure build in, and that's going to keep the weather dry and quiet through at least the end of the week, short of maybe a spotty shower west of Albany late tonight into tomorrow morning. So with the continued dry weather, we still have that elevated threat for brush fires. The pollen levels are going up as well, so if you have allergies to tree pollen, you are likely feeling that. I sure am. And I will remind you again today about sunblock, because you can get a very nasty sunburn during the spring season. And for those who are gardeners, it's certainly fine time to get outside and get the garden ready for the season. But I do want to caution you that you do not want to plant anything sensitive to the cold. It's still way too early in the season, and odds are quite good that we will still have another frost or freeze moving ahead. Temperatures tonight will drop into the 30s. And then tomorrow will be another nice day with sunshine and a few clouds. Temperatures could make a run at 70 in some spots. And then I think all of us have a shot at reaching 70 degrees by Thursday. So the weather looks quite nice for outdoor activities over the next several days. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy and cool, lows in the 30s, and for tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and some clouds, with highs in the low 60s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably cloudy, maybe a passing shower, lows in the 30s, and for tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds. There's the chance for a spotty morning shower with highs in the low to mid-60s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy and cool, with lows in the mid-30s to low 40s, and for tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and some clouds, mild, with highs in the 60s to around 70. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy and cool, lows in the 30s. Tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and some clouds, pleasant, with highs in the mid-60s. Region-wide on Thursday, partly sunny, mild, pleasant, with highs in the 60s to near 70. And on Friday, increasing clouds and mild again, with highs in the 60s to around 70. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.